I only know one motorcycle story, and that's about a fellow in town. I guess I better leave him nameless, but he liked to ride motorcycles, but his wife insisted on going every place with him, and she could not ride on the back of the motorcycle for some reason, so he bought her a sidecar. And the problem was his wife talked all the time. I mean, she was just constantly like that all the time. And so you'd see them riding through town, and there they were with their goggles on, and she, her mouth was always moving. And he had a grim expression on his face as he'd drive through. And one day he was going down Broadway and hit the Katy tracks really hard and knocked her out of the sidecar. And he drove on down about 12th Street before policeman Dean Bean pulled him over. He says, "Hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but your wife, she fell out of the sidecar back down there by Main and Broadway at the Katy tracks." And he says, "What'd you say, officer?" He says, "Well, your wife, she fell out of the sidecar down by the Katy tracks on Broadway." And he says, "Oh, thank heaven, I thought I'd gone deaf."
It's a wall-to-wall clearance during the going-out-of-business sale at Modern Clothiers in Bright, downtown Muskogee.
80 degrees.
KPIX.
Jerry Pippin with you in the afternoon. Don't forget Greg Phillips tonight. Might repeat the story in case you missed it on the news. World War II hero Audie Murphy was arrested in Burbank, California on a charge of assault with intent to commit murder. Police have refused to give any details about the charges against the 46-year-old Murphy, who was the most decorated American soldier in the war. However, it was learned the charges grew out of a personal incident about a week ago. That's all the information we have on it at this time. It's kind of interesting here in this area because, as you may remember, it wasn't too long ago that Audie Murphy was in town. In fact, he stayed for a week over at Western Hills Lodge, and the people that backed the movie were over there having a convention. That's about all I remember about it, except what's the gal, Joan Rivers? Yeah, Joan Rivers came over on Tuesday night and entertained. She's a funny girl. I guess her favorite line is, "The town was so small that on Saturday night we'd go down to Hertz and watch them rent the car."
At Humpty, we have no quarrel with those who sell for less.
And listen to this. Special this week from Humpty Dumpty. Grade A frying chickens, only 28 cents per pound, no undergrades. Also, great savings on USDA Choice sirloin steak, only $1.90 a pound. That's $1.09 a pound. Just talking to our general manager, Dick Embodding. He says, "Well, that doesn't beat what you can do around here. You can always go down to the butcher shop and watch them grind hamburger." And I happen to know that he's from a small town up in Kansas originally, and this town is so small that they don't have a hospital. What they do is when you get sick, they send you over to the Christian Science reading room and let you read a couple of newspapers. And television goes off at 10 o'clock at night up there, and he lost an uncle who didn't know that. He turned the television on at 10:30, and there was so much snow he froze to death.